is heightening that speculation. On this first day of Passover, no end in sight to the anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University. Similar demonstrations have taken place today at Yale and New Haven. There have been at least a dozen arrests. On Wall Street, the Dow up 104 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our days are much cooler and our nights are downright chilly, at least for the first half of this week. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature only near 70. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Comfortable by the afternoon with a high around 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s return on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Decatur police arrested several protesters in the downtown area this past weekend, including the widow of Steve Perkins. Perkins is a man who died from a police shooting that occurred last year. The protesters were in Decatur on Friday night as part of the Third Friday events that are held in that city. The first arrest was made of Derek Taylor after he was approached by police about wearing a mask to that protest, and then a heated discussion began. Catrella Perkins then asked police why arrests were being made of Taylor, and she was detained by police but then later released. A third person was also taken into police custody. The Perkins family says this issue will be brought up at the next city council meeting. Police say they're reviewing the footage of the entire encounter. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A woman is facing charges from the Alabama Department of Corrections for seeking to smuggle in prison contraband. Chastity Cox is charged with trafficking meth as well as possession of marijuana. A canine unit first spotted Cox's vehicle around the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore County. Officers then conducted a search of the vehicle, and Cox was taken to the Elmore County Jail after that.
You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
This morning, the Blind Boys of Alabama will be featured on the Today Show on NBC. The gospel music group from Talladega just wrapped up a tour to Australia and will be part of a PBS film that airs soon called A Symphony of Celebration. The Blind Boys of Alabama will also be performing in Birmingham this coming May 12th on Mother's Day. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Thank you for listening to the show. The Ladies of Liberty are here. We've got a guest supposed to be or scheduled for about this time, but we don't see them yet. So there's a couple things that are interesting out there. That's not world changing. I mean, today is the start of the, how do I say it with just a scary voice? I don't know. Let's see. It's
the Donald Trump hush money trial, where he is clearly guilty before we even start.
Oh, today's the start?
I think it's the start. I think oral arguments are supposed to start today. The Donald Trump hush money trial.
Mm. How do we
which
think
my understanding
this ends?
Is, I think he's guilty or will be found guilty. That doesn't mean he's guilty. I didn't even know hush money was illegal.
Yeah. What? I mean, Scott, how many, there's so many things I could pay you for to not tell anybody that happened in the studio.
Think of the things that we say on the air. We don't need the stuff said off the air. Yeah. Repeated.
Right.
Do not repeat that, young man. So that is happening. They've had to get rid of, what, two or three of the jurors that the judge agreed to seat? And then one of them just comes out and says, I can't be unbiased.
Yep.
You got to get rid of me.
Because she was a Donald Trump supporter, right? Like, there was something that
I thought she was openly anti-Donald Trump. I don't know, but maybe it's the Donald Trump supporters who are saying, I can't be unbiased, and the Donald Trump haters are like, oh, no, you can trust me. I'm not biased at all.
That's what I read on Twitter, that they were like, this is so stupid. You know, they're killing us. It's what we talk about mm-hmm. often by our niceness and our honesty.
Yep.
Because one of the jurors was like, I'm a supporter. I need to go. Well, Everybody else is a hater, and they stayed.
And that was the one person that could have made the jury not unanimous.
It was an unbelievable jury. Jesse Waters did a good job last week of running down who's on the jury, and you just sit there and you want to cry because you think, what chance does he have? None of these charges even stood.
Right.
Like, none of them. And so what are we doing? And I hope on the other side of this, if Trump wins, and I hope that he does. He drives me crazy. We've already discussed all the reasons things we don't like. So please, let's be rational here. Is that every single one of these people then are prosecuted for prosecuting him? That's my hope on the other side of this.
I really wish that some of the judges and attorneys could have to pay the legal bills.
That's a great thing. Do like actual tort reform?
Yeah, like, you know, we decide later that, hey, look, y'all played a big third world country kangaroo court kind of game here,
mm-hmm.
and you owe him $50 million back or $100 million back or whatever it is he's having to spend to defend himself. It's embarrassing. I saw an editorial cartoon that the jury box is like three of them, and they're all grim reapers, mm-hmm. you know, with the scythe or scyther, however you say it. And the judge says, so let the prosecution begin.
Ooh. Looks like the machete on a stick.
Yeah, the machete. Machete on a stick. Yes, that's what we meant.
What is it called?
Scythe, a scythe. How do you say that, Sky?
I believe scythe is correct.
Scythe.
Okay.
Yes, or commonly known as machete on a stick.
Curved like, machete on a stick.
A curved machete on a stick.
Yes.
Only stick.
Like chicken on a stick.
Only stick. A jalapeno
well,
on a
I've
stick.
I've got a really good, it's like a 2-minute clip that somebody put together talking about the 25 things that are happening under Biden's administration. Did you
yep.
see that?
Yep.
Go ahead and play it.
You want me to play it?
You got it ready?
Let me see if I can find
I
it.
Had
so
it
you started telling me about it? You didn't
Twitter.
Have it?
I mean, Scott, you never let me talk, so I wasn't really sure if you would.
So while you're finding that.
No, I got it.
News, you do?
Yeah.
Can you play it? Are you going to do it the old-fashioned way?
I'll do it the old-fashioned way.
Hold it up to the mic. That's the way we do it. High tech.
Here we go. Kyle Becker posted this. I don't know who put the video together. It says, if you've only got 2 minutes to understand how the Biden administration is destroying America, this is the video that you need to watch.
Okay.
It's excellent.
A warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1, open borders and illegal immigration. 2, rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3, mass addiction and fentanyl. 4, election insecurity and interference. 5, the educational indoctrination of children. 6, the asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7, the destruction of private property rights. 8, inflation and debt. 9, the global depopulation agenda. 10, record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11, unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12, toxic food supply. 13, vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14, the trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15, overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16, destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17, DEI and the new racism. 18, moral and societal decay. 19, the financing of endless foreign wars. 20, the sprawling surveillance state. 21, the centralization and consolidation of government power. 22, the destruction of trust in institutions. 23, the censorship industrial complex. 24, state media propaganda. 25, the smearing of those who challenge it.
Well, okay, I'm just going to tell y'all, y'all were listening on the radio out there in radio land. The accompanying video makes it very, very powerful because it is clips of all the things you've seen on television.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of brings it all back together. You're like, oh my gosh, that, oh, I saw that. I saw that. And it's all together in one place.
Go to Kyle Becker on Twitter. The ending quote is, history promises only this for certain. We will get exactly what we deserve.
Mm.
Yeah.
Paul Harvey.
And that one, I got another one. We will get exactly what we sow.
Yeah.
God. Mm. Goodness gracious.
Sorry, it's
well,
Monday.
Well, I appreciate you uplifting us. I'm going to take a double shot of dirt. At 11, just
yes.
to see. I mean, look, you got two options. It either kills you or you have to spend more time in the restroom. And either time, you're like, okay, it's better than out there.
I don't know. It is kind of depressing.
But all but, those things would be easy fixes. I say easy fixes. They're simple fixes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
These things aren't hard.
But it's purposeful, so why would you fix them? I mean, this is the plan.
Yeah.
It
kills, steals, and destroys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's what's happening.
If we would just walk around and say, because they don't want to,
mm-hmm.
and then figure out how we can.
Mm-hmm. But we won't do it. We won't. We have tons of those problems right here in Alabama.
Well,
our blue cities are just like those pictures, and we don't care what happens.
Mm-mm.
Down there, the folks in the suburbs, those are rules. We're afraid, let's be honest, we're afraid to say anything about what happens in the cities Because then it's, well, you can't say that. You can't say that. Well, why can't we? Why can't we try to step in and help communities and help societies and stuff like that and families, et cetera? The drug problems, we could fix that. We could do something about human trafficking. We could do something about crime. But we have the same, you know, they're smaller than what New York City does or Chicago does. It's smaller because there's less people. But we have the same insane judges, the same softness on crime, the same acceptance of gang-related activities. We accept drugs in our cities. We've basically thrown our hands up when it comes to drugs, and we've got this mindset now that says, well, everybody's doing it. Your neighbor's doing it. The quote-unquote, the well-to-do people are doing it. I don't care. I don't care if they're doing it or not. We still could stop this, a lot of this stuff. Fentanyl. But, you know, the softness on drugs has caused a lot of it.
And think about it. The people that we've elected to do what's right, even though we are going to have to save ourselves, is that they love themselves more than they hate the horrible things happening to us. I mean, they just love themselves. Or right. Not only do they love themselves, they love their reputation and they love what they think we think they are, that facade. Mm-hmm. And then it boils down to, I don't know if y'all saw the Tucker Carlson thing, and it's what we talked about last week, that congressional capture. Mm-hmm. How many of these people, because they're in love with themselves and what they've created, are unwilling to do the right thing because of porn on their computers, pictures they have? I mean, that was another discussion around the house. Like, really? Yes, that's exactly what's going on. It's worse than you think. But it has to do with they love themselves and they hate us. It's hard for people to understand that, but they do. How else can you explain their actions? I don't think you can. They hate us.
I think that one of the things that has happened is that we as a people don't want... We won't elect people who don't tickle our ears. We vote for the people who are, oh, it's going to be okay. We don't want to vote for the person who goes, you know what? You, your kids, my neighbor, so-and-so, they're on drugs. We got to stop it. We've got to stop the sale of drugs. We've got to stop this. We've got to stop that. We won't vote for the person who says, hey, Scott, you're fat. You weigh 30 pounds more than you should. I think there was a time where we were okay. Well, hey, look, that's probably leadership. I can take the pastor, the politician who tells me the truth, who says, you know what? We can't put 6-8 lanes from one end of the state to the other because we don't have any money. We don't have the money to do it. We won't vote for the person who says, hey, the schools are a train wreck. We just don't like that. We'll vote for the people who are like, you know, we're gonna invest more in education. You know?
Yeah,
that sounds soft. That's the nice part. That's the soft part. Instead of the person who goes, this is ridiculous. You're fired. We like the soft part. And I think we're back to what you said a minute ago. We're reaping what we sow.
But why do we like Donald Trump so much?
Because he's a straight shooter.
But that's the opposite of what you're saying.
But Trump does it. Trump does it too. Trump's doing it on the pro-life stuff. He's trying to walk a little line there. He and everybody else knows that ethanol gas is a boondoggle to the nth degree, but he goes to Iowa 4 years ago, or maybe 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago now, and says, oh, no, we'll keep up the government subsidies so we can put corn alcohol in our gas tanks to make us have less gas mileage, poorer fuel efficiency, and more problems with our cars, lawnmowers, and all that kind of stuff. Overall, it's a negative. And everybody knows it, but everybody wants to win Iowa. And Iowa's economy depends on that after we started it. So all these guys, because we can't take it. We as the American people can't hardly take the people who say, who will we vote for? The person who says, look, I'm going to bring back the money and we're going to have all these things. Or the person who says, hey, we got to cut back. We cannot spend anymore. We got to balance the budget. Some of us will vote for the balance the budget guy, but most Americans will vote for the guy or the girl who says, oh, no, We're going to do all these things like it is never, ever, ever going to end.
Like I get, yeah.
Who votes for the person who says, you know what? It is a bunch of bull that we have all these single moms. That right. is a crock. It's a terrible policy, a terrible plan, and we got to stop it. Nobody. Because you know what that person is? Mean to poor single moms. What do? We run around and go out and say, oh, we really appreciate the job. I get it, and I want to be supportive. I want to help people. But we should be trying not to have millions and millions and millions of single moms. But nobody wants to say, hey, that's a bad plan, because mm-hmm. then you're a meanie pants.
All right. So Paul Harvey's right. We get what we deserve.
I think so.
And really what we ask for. It's so sad.
Because we tried to, we are nicing our way to destruction.
Ooh, that's good.
We'll be back. Professor Democritus and Randall, and maybe our guest. I think our guest decided not to be on.
No, we're texting.
Okay. We'll be back.
Folks, it's your trusted real estate professionals Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City. Craving authentic Italian? Every Friday and Saturday evening, Epicure and Jack's Tavern transforms into an Italian paradise. From homemade pasta to classic Italian specialties, let them transport you to Italy. Their executive chef, Glenn Tarantino, crafts every dish to perfection.
Discover a world of exquisite wines at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. From Lacrima to Camus, enjoy their full line of wines at below retail prices, perfect for dine-in or carry-out. Savor the flavors of top-tier wines without breaking the bank. Experience the wine wonderland at Epicure and Jack's Tavern.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Brian McMahon with Turf Stalkers. Within a few months of advertising with Blue Water, our customer base doubled. If you're looking for similar results, we highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true.
Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Office.
Could.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's.
They were really hip.
Funny.
You know what? I am going to text that to him because he's going to think it's fantastic.
Uh-huh. That's good.
It's the only job you have where you can say it and you're like, with a straight face.
Tell yes. Everybody the story, Scott.
So we visited Georgia Southern over the weekend, which, by the way, I was blown away with Georgia Southern. I mean, their facilities, their stadium.
It looks super
their
nice.
Their campus and everything was amazing. So these are the people who went to Georgia Southern. The guy who founded Chick-fil-A.
Truett Cathy.
And either right on campus or right off campus was the first Zaxby's.
Oh, I love this place.
I think both of those places.
Because they probably make natural chicken.
Must be supportive. But the game. There was probably only a few thousand people there, a couple thousand people there. They say three or four times a year they'll have 30,000 people in their stands.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot. And but there were little kids playing on the grass hills on the sides, and people will sit on those hills on games in the fall. And it was like being at a, you know, maybe more like a high school game or whatever, where the parents aren't like, where's Johnny? Oh, yeah. Johnny and his little sister and his five-year-old and two-year-old are over there playing in the dirt somewhere. And it was really impressive, really nice. It had a good visit. So
but what's their motto?
Well, it says GATA a lot of places. Get after that or there. Ask me no more questions.
And so we said Chris Shaver should hang that in his office.
I think that I'm telling him right now what that says.
Sky, do you get it?
I get it.
Okay.
I know what he does for a living.
It's literally their motto. It's on the the padding on the goalpost. It says GAT on it. It's inside the big facility. It's super, super nice. It says it across the windows. Real big.
But I might draw the line that you said all the women had on t-shirts.
Well, they did have some shirts that
G-A-T-A.
Said that. Yeah, and I was like, "That. I think that's funny." It's funny. The old coach. Now, listen to this. This is apparently from a speech. I don't know what year, but it's posted on the wall. He said, "I'm going to say it one more time. We are Georgia Southern. Our colors are blue and white. We call ourselves the Bald Eagles." Oh, they have an eagle, by the way, that does the thing like Auburn.
Oh.
It's a bald eagle. We call our offense the Georgia Power Company, and that's a terrific name for an offense. Our snap count is rate hike.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
We practice on the banks of the beautiful Eagle Creek, and that's in Statesboro, Georgia, the Nat capital of America. Our weekend begins on Thursday.
Sweet.
The co-eds outnumber the men 3-2.
Nice.
They're all good-looking, and they're all rich, and folks, you just can't beat that, and you just can't beat Georgia Southern, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Thanks, y'all. That's all right now.
Oh, my God.
The girls have to be so much better looking there than up in Illinois.
Than Illinois
you went.
State? Yeah.
Oh,
I would think so.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it's cold up in Illinois.
No doubt about that. So it was different, but it was a good time, a good visit. So anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway. Anywho. Let's go to who? Which is going to be the most fun? Professor Byron P. Democritus and then Randall for, we'll just find out what's going on. Professor, welcome to the program.
Well,
no, Professor.
Going.
Oh, dear.
Going. Okay, we'll have to go back to.
Okay.
Well, look, he has to teach class. I mean, he may have had to start at 10:30, so he's got a lecture to give. So maybe we can catch him after. What do you think? This is a Monday, probably a 50-minute class.
Yeah, I would say
at Contrarian
Absolutely.
University.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Randall, welcome to the program. How are you?
Well,
oh dear.
Randall's teaching a class.
I'm scared about that one.
So maybe it's the.
Well, the phones were working earlier.
Randall, all right.
You there? Well, Professor is hung up now, so.
Well, maybe we'll get him back.
Okay, let's.
In a moment. The I don't know if y'all seen this. This story is going to make me happy. Have y'all seen that theft? Well, do y'all like the self-checkout lines?
I hate them, but I use them. My children have taught me how to use
them. Wally World is kind of forcing you to do that. You can either stand in line for the two checker outers, what they call them, cashiers.
Yes.
Or you can go to the herd goes through the self-checkout line. Jesse James, who I think used to be a criminal, but maybe not now. I think he's a journalist. Theft is causing Walmart to join the trend. Did y'all know this is a trend? Of removing the self-checkout lanes.
They just installed those self-checkout lanes in the Walmart by our house. Spent months.
Well, what kills me is that enough. I mean, think about America. We're talking about all the problems. You played the clip, the two-minute clip. And we are decaying as a society. And I understand why. I mean, we have no anchor. Nothing is right and wrong. There's no truth. We don't care what God says. No one cares about morale, all those kind of things. Just get what you can, whatever. CBS News says Walmart joins the other big retailers in scaling back on self-checkout. And why are they doing it? Theft and customer complaints. And my guess is theft is the big one. So think about this. Enough people are stealing stuff that they're like, okay, we can pay a fleet of cashiers and come out better than we can with all the theft through the self-checkout line.
Have you noticed that at the front door of Target, there's a guy now that is a guard standing by the front door on the checkout side as you leave, and he hasn't been there before?
Yeah, I'm going to shame you.
Yeah.
And tell you I don't shop at Target.
Are you still going to Target, Jay?
Yes, it's on my way home.
Because they hate us.
I know. They do. They hate us. But there are guards there, and I believe it. And I probably would see one. And then they also have people standing in the exits at Walmart as well.
What did you think was going to happen? I mean, this is human nature. If you think you can get away with something,
what? Well, it's definitely human nature in a country that has decided morality is useless and that there is a virtue in stealing from quote unquote the rich. You're just stealing from Walmart or Wally World. They've got plenty of money. They can take it. What's wrong with that?
Well, an Alabamian's watching California where you can run out with up to $999 worth of stuff and everybody just stares at you and escorts you, opens the door as you leave.
Right.
I mean, why not? Why not? I don't know. But again, this is what we get, what we deserve. If you do stupid things, you win stupid prizes. Mm-hmm. And these businesses, man, I don't know how you make it.
So Walmart store in Shrewsbury, a suburb of St. Louis, comes a month after Target announced that only those buying 10 items or less could use the self-checkout lane.
Smart. Even, what your guy's doing. He's counting.
He's counting.
Even the Dollar General has reduced self-checkout.
Who?
I thought there was only one of those.
Oh, I got you.
I went to the Dollar General
broken.
This weekend at the lake house, and it was broken.
Yes, it's always broken. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanche with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our days are much cooler and our nights are downright chilly, at least for the first half of this week. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature only near 70. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Comfortable by the afternoon with a high around 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s return on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. Sky's here. Big Dave, Petroff, Jeeves, everybody making sure we broadcast across the state of Alabama, or at least to half the people in the state of Alabama. Sky, we didn't get an update earlier. You seemed perky today, so I'm thinking things are going well.
About the same. One change. They moved Martha to a different, more escape-proof bed over the weekend. So she's been trying to kit up and...
She ready to go.
She is ready to go, and I like that. I like the will.
Okay.
So she's coming along. It's just, you know, it's a slow process.
But the infection is staying away?
Yes.
And
so far,
okay,
so
we've
good.
Made progress there. Okay,
so
good.
So far,
go
so
ahead.
Good on that. It's just got a lot of work to do, a lot of physical... and what they call occupational therapy. So,
gotcha.
But keep a good thought, say a little prayer, and we'll just stay at it.
Yep.
Very good, very good. Let's go to Al. Al's got a comment on topic. Al, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for having me. What's crazy is that Walmart will pay a dozen folks to stand around looking at their cell phones, but they won't kick you out. So isn't anybody worried about that? Come on, man.
Hey, do you remember, are you old enough, Al, to remember when Walmart had all the little signs that says something about if more than three people are in line, we'll open another register to... I'm like, dude, that must have been when Sam Walton was still alive.
Didn't last long, did it?
No, once he died, Walmart became very, very corporate. How can we get the next... Harvard guy to run the company, and all that matters is the bottom line. Because, you know, he was a big Made in America guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you should appreciate it because you'll get the $5 toaster from China instead of the $20 toaster from America, but you will have to buy seven of them over your lifetime instead of the one. So you really came out further behind, but it was kind of like a credit card. You didn't spend it all at once.
Exactly.
So what about no, you're right about that. And there's a bunch of people standing around that used to not stand around, but that seems to be the natural progression. I think corporations are kind of like countries, Al. They go through those seven stages and the demise. Someone will come along and do it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's saying they have to learn the hard way, though.
Yeah, it really is. No doubt about it. So, appreciate it, buddy. Good call. Good point.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Professor Byron P. Democritus. Professor.
Mr. Beeston and the ladies of Liberty, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can.
Well, I called when you were talking about the fake meat, because, you know, here at Concern University, we tried to sell fake meat, create fake meat, and Senate Bill 23 of the Alabama legislature stopped us, you know. Well, a breaking news story, it's very analogous to earlier things and a metaphor of what happens in our government right here. The Supreme Court of Alabama has decided that fast food in Alabama is considered fake meat. And according to Senate Bill 23, they can't sell it anymore. Have you got me there?
Yes, sir.
And if you are Walmart and you let people check out quickly and have self-checkouts again, we're going to let you make the fake meat and sell it also. That's how good that we're going to... But still, Concern University can't sell any fake meat. Are you following me there, sir? Well,
So y'all can't sell it, but they can sell it at the stores.
They got exempt. You know, they got a call from Trump, just like they did about the IBF, that y'all better get on the ball here. And, you know, now all these places are going to come and grow the meat in Alabama and not have any worries. Do you follow me there?
Yes, sir.
And the acronym for this is called SCREAM. Save Caustic Rendered Integrals Alluding as Meat.
Scream. Yes, that's good.
I want to commend you and Amy Beth because, you know, we're celebrating Earth Day over here. All but the three conservatives, you know, that they refused. But we're all at 11 o'clock going to eat Earth with y'all on Earth Day. Because y'all turn liberal on us. Have a great day.
Thank you, Professor.
I should interject that Amy Beth is not eating the dirt. That's no. Allison. That would be me.
I'm taking pictures.
She's smarter than the average bear, which would be me and Scott.
We're the average bears. Yes.
But at least it's in a cute little mason jar.
It is. It looks great. I want to know why it was all over everything. Did you open the jar when you got here just for the...
Do you know... No.
Did you pour it in the bag?
You should see my kitchen. Okay, so it comes in this big bag.
Okay.
And I didn't know. I was like, well, if I pour it, I'm trying to think. Think baking soda. It's kind of got that feel.
Okay.
Like you got a giant bag of baking soda. Okay. And how do you get it into this little jar? So I was like, if I pour
it. You tried to pour it first.
So then I just stuck my hand down in there and scooped it all up.
And that's what I've got.
And now it's all over my sink and my counter. So then it was stuck in the little grooves of the lid, and that's why it's all over your clothes.
Oh, so it fell out.
And my car. Yeah.
Okay, it's all right. This
think
is like
of it as a bonus.
It's like a 10-year supply. And a tablespoon of,
you want.
A teaspoon. What are we starting with today?
A teaspoon.
Do we have a teaspoon?
No, we're going to eyeball.
Yes, we do. We have the teaspoon. Well, I mean, you've got the little cute spoons from...
From the coffee?
Somewhere. I've seen them around.
I should...
Is that the same as a fast food spoon?
We should ship some to Contrarian University.
Well, they've got some. They're just digging it up. It's in Macon County.
Oh, they have it there?
I don't know. It's close. Look.
Actually, Sky, you should join us. Eat some of that white dirt that you got. You got
a
little baggie. Oh, my
gosh.
I was hoping you wouldn't remember that.
Come on.
Come on, Sky.
We got to stand strong.
Come on.
I'll look for it at the break and see if I can find it.
Yeah. Yummy. Like a five-year-old looks for things and then they can't find it, right? That's what I would do.
Where dirt went.
Yeah. Who knows?
It's going to be good for us. We'll be healthy by the end of the show, probably.
Or something.
You won't even recognize us.
Can we go? Let's see. There's not enough time for Randall, is there?
Let's get Randall started.
Get Randall started. He might have like 1 point and move on. It might be world-changing. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hello, y'all.
Hey, Randall. What's up?
Hey. Oh, not much, man. Just happy that y'all... I'm glad y'all getting on this journey, man. Everybody needs to follow you, but the only thing I ask y'all to do separate is because y'all doing two or three different things at one time and don't really realize it, is that you keep eating like you regularly do and do this and let Allison follow the direction. Because really, it's just like the cancer thing I told you. You changing your diet is half of what you're doing right here. The people putting the product out are getting you to follow a diet that they also are selling. So they want you to follow it. And so, yeah, you keep eating like you're doing. I'm going to tell you now, I ended up having to send my crap off UPS to Adam's husband. I promise you. I did that. I was doing ivermectin once a month on the first. I was doing it through my skin. But it was accidental. So let me tell y'all, it wasn't on purpose. It was accidental, and it scared the living crap out of me, and I ended up having to send my crap off literally because I didn't know what was going on.
What came out?
Homegirl, you do not want me to go down that road.
Was it a worm?
It was nothing ever. Not that was moved for a while. Almost like they died underwater. I don't know how they can live in your stomach and not, though.
Scott.
It seemed like it wouldn't keep wiggling, like, forever.
I
had to buy
this is not good.
And
I'm
off.
So excited.
I was on ivermectin now. I was worming.
We got to take a break. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back. Better that way.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Fire! Crack! Wipe the gas!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hey, guys. This is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric. 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I do hate that song.
It's really good when you get to the good part.
It's really good when, if you drank the Heinekens, this would be really good. There's a song that they play at the ball games. They played it the other day. It made me think of all these songs that y'all like. It was the, and I don't know what it says. It seems to me like it says one thing, but I'm sure that's not it. I'll try to figure it out. I'm sure.
I'm just going to go with Scott's. I'm sure.
I have it wrong. There's no doubt I have it wrong. All right, we're about to go back to Randall, who's telling us about
wiggly things
that came out. But the there's a little more to the story on the self-checkout thing. You know how they said, okay, we'll go to self-checkout, but then eventually
will have stores that you don't even check out. You just you just pick up the can of corn and the steaks, and you just put it in your buggy, and you walk out, and it just automatically debits. And people think that's a great idea for some reason. Like they won't be adding a couple more things to your cart, or and how would you ever know? You wouldn't know. Once you're out, what are you going to say? But and then I ran across this a meme where it was talking about how GPT actually works, and it's two guys, and it's, you know, ask it why Taylor Swift should be president, and it goes out, and it's two Indian guys. Oh, Lord, you know, I can't talk like an Indian guy. Can you do it, Allison?
They said, why do we have to do this again?
Indian and plus
Southern. They talk in the... No, I don't know. I'm done.
And it goes back to it's the same two guys doing it. And he's like, oh, it's almost like somebody really wrote it. And then it goes back to the Indian guys, and they're like, no, we're not really AI. We got to come clean. We're Argus and Imran or something. That's their names. But here's the story. So Amazon had this Amazon Go store. It was a grocery store that was supposed to be this, you just pick up the stuff, and it automatically knows how much everything costs, and you go out. Right. Have you seen this story?
It's at the airport.
Yeah, they have them at all the airports.
Walk out.
Yeah, Amazon's Just Walk Out technology, which was pitched as a magical AI technology, was actually 1,000 contractors in India acting as virtual cashiers, identifying what people put in their carts and tracking their purchases.
Stop it. So the ones that are at the Washington Reagan, that's what they're doing at that Amazon store.
Wait a second. They're sitting there with a camera. Like, how did they know who to
They were sitting there watching.
But when you go in, do you put in, like, your... Did they scan your forehead?
I don't know about all that stuff.
Man, because it's a freaky store when the people at the front are like, oh, no, all you have to do is just walk out. You're okay.
Oh, my gosh.
The story says, could it be that Amazon's playbook AI really means anonymous Indians? That would be the cherry on top of this funny meme turn of events. The whole Just Walk Out tech being what appears to be a mirage doesn't really come as a shocker to anyone. Time and again, we've seen our so-called elites and experts reveal themselves to not be that brilliant. But this revelation is not just a facepalm moment for Amazon. It's a red flag waving high regarding their future. After all, this is a company that's supposed to be at the forefront of tech innovation. Mm. The cashiers were simply just moved off site, and they watched as you shopped.
I don't like that.
So they're just watching you walk around. You rich and get the can of corn, and he's like, "What kind of corn?"
Randall's still waiting to finish his point.
I know. I'm scared of. All right, Randall, we're back. Welcome back, buddy.
That's way better. They already do that anyway. They've been doing that since the 70s. I mean, but knowing it, I guess, makes it worse in a way. I mean, I don't know. Maybe so. I mean, if you get on, like, they've been listening to you and watch you. They really couldn't watch you through the microwave, but they've been listening to the microwave since the 70s. When they push that microwave and go in your house, it was so they could listen to you. That was a big push. That was the first ever listen device in your home with your microwave. And that is not hidden information no more. You can go find it on the CIA site.
What?
Yeah.
I knew the little the big Christmas gift a few years ago, which was the basically the little monitor where you loaded up your pictures in for grandma.
Yeah.
Tons of those came from China, and they were monitoring you.